The following is a paid program on this station.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Pete. It matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news. Seattle's talk. We're going to have a really good show this morning for you with my good old friend. He's been around forever as a sponsor of the show. It's Blake Garfield with Bedrooms and More. Blake, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me again.
It's good to have you back, man. We were talking off air. It's like, you can look at this thing. You guys have been a family-owned business since what?
72.
Yeah, it's been a long time. These guys, you know what? And you guys know, because I bring on Best of Breed into the show, the people to trust. We got an interesting show. We're going to talk about not just mattresses, but some of the sleep problems that you guys probably have. I know I do. This is why I'm really interested to hear what you have to say, because, you know, I'm getting older and it seems like I don't sleep as well as I used to anymore. Maybe part of it is what I'm sleeping on. You know, that could be. So
a lot of factors.
We're going to find that out. Then we're going to get into the different types of mattresses, some different selections there. And then Blake, as always, is going to kind of talk about the dirty little secrets in the industry. This guy tells the truth. That's why he's on here. And Bedrooms and More, they're centrally located. You go, they're right up on 45th, right near Dick's. You're just like, what, three blocks?
Two blocks away. On this side of the freeway. What, this side?
Yeah.
on the east side of the freeway,
yeah. So they're over there on 300 Northeast 45th Street. Just think of 45th and go to, you know, guys know where Dick's is. Just two blocks down that way. You'll see them. They're right on the corner. Actually, your guys are building a big skyscraper.
Well, it's a much bigger building. Yeah. It's going to be about three times as big as the store that we have now.
Your store, I've been over there a couple times now. Your store is like a maze. It's like packed. There's so much stuff.
Back in the 70s, the 80s, when my parents built this building, it was such that they took up just the lower floor and our warehouse was upstairs. And as we grew through the years, we kind of cut holes in walls and expanded to fill the whole space. It's kind of goofy, but it's really neat.
Very eclectic, but I like it.
On a busy Saturday, instead of being in this big warehouse space where you're having to talk over everybody else in the room, you've got these neat little intimate spaces and you can kind of use a normal tone of voice to communicate, which is nice.
Yeah, no, actually, I was amazed. It was pretty quiet. So tell me, before we jump into the sleep problems, so what's been going on in your world since we talked last?
Well, business, like I said, the building the new building is a big challenge. We now import quite a bit of our own furniture, so we have a ton of furniture that's really neat style-wise, and we have them that way never run out of stock. You don't have to worry about somebody else running out of it. And then we have a huge wholesale bedding line that we do a ton of them for hospitality now.
Wow.
We've been doing hotels, motels with our bedding line, because you know, not all these hotels want to have the cheap stuff. They want to do wool bedding. They want to do premium products. Yeah. And, you know, we're still plugging away with a lot of the natural and the organic mattresses. And we have a ton of those that we're constantly trying to make sure we have enough, because demand for the natural products has really gone up.
Yeah.
Which is, it's neat to have a fun growing business, but it's also goes with a lot of stresses. Okay. So all six of the family members, plus we're now up to 35 employees.
Holy
we're trying to keep it all coordinated, which is interesting, because it's not like I have formal business training or anything.
Yeah. You're flying by the seat of your pants.
I did art and pre-med, so it's obviously paid off.
Yeah, now you're a full-time businessman, entrepreneur. Well, you know, the cool thing, and that if you go to mynorthwest.com/homematters, some of the previous shows, these guys, you know, he talks about, you know, Blake kind of downplays a little bit. He talks about, you know, the natural mattresses and products. I mean, these guys go all the way back to the tree overseas.
Yes.
So, I mean, they take it all the way through. That's what makes these guys different than some chain store that you might see on Furniture Row. And so that's why I will say, come to these guys first, you know, check them out. They have an educational class. It's really cool. We're going to talk about that in a minute too. So, and by the way, this big building, I was over there a few months ago. If you, they actually have a big hole in the ground, and I guess you got the foundation. So
it's within a couple of months, it's going to look like a real building and everything.
So if you want, before you lose your chance, if you want to use it as a wishing well, get over there and throw your penny and make a wish. So
the pool has gone.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
The basement is drained.
That's what I remember. It's like this big old water pit back there. Okay, that's cool. All right, good. You just joined us too. This is Pete with Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. So we know what's going on. We got caught up in your world, Blake. So tell us now, we're going to jump into this whole, there's a lot of people that have sleep issues and don't get a good night's sleep. And man, oh man, you know, the other day, And guys, here's the thing. I even succumbed to using that, whatever, that Z product. It's non-addictive, to try to get a good night's sleep, because I was like, I could not sleep for like four or five nights. So now I'm starting to think, well, maybe it's what I'm sleeping on or something, instead of, you know, something else going on. So maybe, can you get into what are these different sleep problems?
Well, sure. I mean, a lot of diverse issues that people come in with. I mean, sometimes it's physical ailments from either years of activity or accidents. So they're going to have, you know, back issues, or they're going to have knee issues and circulation issues. And so it can be as diverse as sleep apnea issues. The circulation issues are becoming a lot more popular, or not popular, common in my parents' generation.
Tell me, what's a circulation issue? What is that?
Well, you know, when people are on their feet all day and they end up with, you know, swollen legs and they need to elevate their legs, or they're having issues, their heart is having to work too hard to try and pump the blood.
Okay.
So elevating the legs so their heart's not having to work against gravity to pump the blood and kind of get fresh blood there. And then people who will sometimes get tingling hands when they're sleeping.
That's what I get. I get the tingling stuff. Okay.
So
that's, you have the old geezer line for guys like me.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. All right. So, okay.
There's still a lot of salt and pepper. You're not really a cotton top.
No, I'm not that old. You guys see my picture up on the website. So, okay. So you got, what other issues? Anything else?
Yeah. Well, there are people with restless leg syndrome. So people who are going to be moving around a lot, disrupting partners. So that can be a major issue. Back issues sometimes are derived actually from the mattress. We'll have people who are basically forcibly sent in by their chiropractors who are sick of working on them and having that work undone the night afterward because they're not able to progress ever, because each night they're undoing it on a bed that's either not flat or not properly fitted. Neck issues that are sometimes derived from having the wrong pillow for the firmness or the softness of their mattress.
I've had that happen too. You wake up with a stiff neck and it's like,
And then you've got congestion issues. So people who are allergic to dust mites and don't realize it. So they wake up every morning with the back of their throat hurting. And, you know, within, I know, half hour after they've taken a warm shower, they're no longer dealing with that.
I thought that was snoring. Okay. Yeah,
that too.
Is that okay. Because snoring and sleep apnea has got to affect millions of people.
Oh, yeah. And there are some things that are pretty effective for eliminating that as an issue for people without having to use that that CPAP machine. Yeah. Certainly.
Which I can't. My mom has one of those. And I know. Yeah. Well, but it's like, I don't know how you strap that thing on your face and actually get a good night's sleep. So I don't know.
And then on top of that, there are certainly more. I had one in mind, and then we got waylaid. It's gone.
So I was talking about the snoring.
Sure.
Okay. So snoring, sleep apnea. We got the tingling. We got the bad back, the bad knees, the circulation. I guess a whole host of conditions. So
right
now, here's what we're going to do. We come back next segment. We're going to talk, and you know, Blake's the expert here, and ask him about, so with these different problems, what is the best type of mattress to choose? There's different choices here. And how do you maybe come at this from a solution? Not just, hey, I'm going to pick this material because I'm going to pick this material on this cost range. So that, I'm Pete. This Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News. Seattle's News. This is Pete. Good morning, everybody. It's Home Matters. Got ready to 97.3 FM. Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. You guys just joined us with coffee, breakfast, things like that. We're having an interesting discussion here with Blake Garfield. He is your second generation, right?
Yes.
Second generation. I lose track because you guys have been around so long. Second generation, owns bedrooms and more with his family. They're out there by Dick's, 300 Northeast 45th Street. You know, if you want to give him a call, you can, 206-633-4494. But the best bet, if you want to find them, just put in your iPhone or your Android phone, just type in 300 Northeast 45th Street, and the map will take you right there. It's next to the pit.
Yeah, about 100 feet away.
Yeah, that's pretty close. So you'll know you're getting close when you look over and there's like this big hole in the ground. The store is like right next to that.
Yeah. Or hopefully when they drive by it.
Yeah,
the beginnings of a building, like maybe four of the stories will be up or something. Who knows?
All right. So in the last segment, we talked all about kind of some of these problems.
Sure.
You know, what are going down. So let's just go down some of the common ones. Like But, you know, first and foremost, probably is bad back. A lot of people just have bad back.
Sure.
So what do I do there? How do I pick a mattress? What are some solutions there?
So when it comes to, you know, back issues, there are a few things that come kind of play into it. One is going to be, you know, was there a physical injury there? And those are obviously significantly more complex. But if it's something where it's just, you know, mild ache to the low back, things like that, it's sometimes derived from, you know, just being on a bed that's not flat at night or not supporting you properly. Okay. And so when it comes to choosing a bed, there are three main pieces of advice that I give, and it's kind of selecting one that's most likely to be successful. One is, the more extreme the change you make from what you've been sleeping on, the harder it's going to be for your body to adjust. So if you're on a relatively soft bed and your back's aching and you want to get better support, don't go to the hardest bed in the store. Baby step your way firmer. You're going to be a lot more likely to be successful. Yeah. Just making a subtle adjustment. Or if you're going softer, again, baby steps.
But I got it. Okay, so sure, in my mind, the question I have now is, okay, you're telling me I got to baby step it, but that could be kind of costly. Do I have to buy like multiple mattresses over a year? Or what are you saying there?
Not necessarily. You got to hear the rest of the three right. steps.
I'll shut up.
You're so anxious.
Well, I have had a bad back. That's why I am asking you.
We'll get to yours specifically then. It'll be part of the program, I'm sure. So if somebody's not sure whether the bed that they are looking for is going to be firm enough or not, Error on the side of firm.
Okay.
If you get something that's too hard, it's very easy to adjust by adding toppers. I mean, tons of different places have toppers. Ours are obviously the best and all, but if somebody wants to get a topper to make it softer, that's very easy. But if you get something that's too soft, it's very difficult to make soft beds firmer. There are certainly exceptions. We have some pretty cool ones at our store, but there's not a lot of flexibility with soft beds.
Okay, so that's good. So firm substructure, and then maybe a topper to make it softer.
And the neat thing about that is, in the marketplace nowadays, a lot of stores sell beds that can't be flipped. They're just upholstered on just one side, and so those really basic hard beds don't have as much foam on top. And the foam is the part that fails and gets saggy. So if somebody gets even a crummy one-sided bed, like a name brand mattress that can't be flipped, they can get a hard one, put a soft topper on it, and the topper, when it wears out, replace the topper, the bulk of the expense you don't have to revisit. Okay. So there's a lot of value to that. Again, in our store, now, two-sided beds. So
I was just going to ask you, so let's just stop for a second. How would I know if I'm looking at some, you know, plain Jane store, mattress store, before I come to you?
Yeah.
How am I going to know that that's a one-sided bed versus two-sided? What do I look for?
When you're looking at the display model, put your hand on the bottom of the mattress.
Yeah.
If it feels smooth and it's a different fabric from what you're looking at on the top, it's a one-sided bed.
Okay.
And it's just, people replace those about three times as often as a bed that can be flipped. So, I mean, the value is just simply not there. But if you have one and it's hard and you put a topper on top, you can get a lot more mileage out of it.
Now, one thing, I got to ask you a question, though, because I've thought about this before.
Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking about you the other day as it related to this.
Yeah. So many thoughts about me. I'm a little creeped out.
Kind of weird.
But enjoying it. I don't know.
But no, I was thinking, how does people, because, you know, sometimes people sleep on their back, sometimes they sleep on their side, sometimes they sleep on their stomach, or maybe with their leg raised. You know, you see that on the internet. How does that factor into a kind of mattress they should choose? Does that matter at all?
Well, there are a lot of different reasons that people move around a bunch at night. I mean, that can be temperature regulation, can be, again, someone with a back issue. You know, me, I had my back operated on 10 years ago because I hurt it physically in sports. And for a number of years, there was no way for me to find a comfortable position for any length of time. So I was rotating my body because that sciatic nerve was just irritated.
Yeah, I had too, sciatica.
And it's a pain. And there's some people get past it without surgery. I spent a year and a half with pain. I was like, forget this, I'm getting surgery.
Yeah.
But that can be a challenge. If it's temperature related, so people trying to get a cool spot, then better bedding, like wool bedding, is great for reducing the tossing and turning.
Okay.
But sleep position will play into what's more likely to be successful when you choose a bed.
How do you find out how would I know what primary sleep position is? Would I wake up in the morning or?
Well, oftentimes it's derived by, you know, how you are able to fall asleep, because people are generally able to fall asleep in a position that is going to be their natural sleep position through the course of the night. Now, certainly you're going to wake up potentially in a different spot, but most of the time you're going to wake up in the same position that you fall asleep in, and you may move away from it through the course of the night, but you find your way back there because that's what's comfortable.
Okay, got it.
Unless, again, you're on a bed that's not comfortable and you've tossed and turned a lot, and that tossing and turning triggers you waking up because it's so bad.
Okay. So let's move over now. So that's a bad back. That kind of gives me
right.
An
well,
idea.
I had a third. Okay. The third piece of advice.
Go.
And that was when people are on beds that are not flat anymore.
Okay.
Because usually people wait probably 2 years too long to buy a new mattress.
Yeah.
And their bed's not flat anymore. They have a tendency to overcorrect and get something that is too hard, when just being on something that's flat can make all the difference.
Okay.
And so if you're on a bed that's not really flat anymore, don't necessarily go out looking for a harder bed. Focus on that surface feel, because if the surface is what you're experiencing most when you fall asleep on the bed, that's gonna be the familiar comfort that lets you fall asleep and stay asleep.
Okay.
And the waking up without an achy back will be derived from being on something that's flat.
So let's say, so if I come to you guys at Bedrooms and More, how do you help me decide to choose the right one there that's not too hard, that's more flat? What do you do?
Well, we ask a lot of questions. I mean, the best piece of advice that I can give to my sales staff when I'm training them to be able to help people the best is, don't be in a rush to get somebody laying on a bed. Get as much information you can about what they've been sleeping on. So what kind of mattress it is, what the surface feel is like, what they're looking for, kind of what they've been experiencing, and what their goal is. And then you have them test
a
bed.
As they get a good night's sleep.
Right, right. But not necessarily. They may have manufactured in their mind what they think is the right thing.
Okay.
And they're operating with the best intentions because they're their sleep in mind, but they don't necessarily have all the tools. And so if they don't know what it is exactly is creating the problem, we can sometimes, just through the course of asking the right questions, figure out, okay, well, this person thinks they need a hard bed, but they've been on a really ultra plush pillow top bed for 5 years. And if they go to something really hard, they're going to call me back the first day they've slept on it saying, I've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
And we need to help. Sometimes, I don't want to say talk people out of it, but kind of hold up a mirror and say, this is what you're going to experience. Are you sure that's what you want?
Okay.
Because it's a guessing game at best.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so this kind of is actually, I was going to wait till later. Well, I guess we got to wrap her down. So I'm going to ask you a question about, how do I get, like, to that point as quick as possible? And I know you guys have an education class. When we come back, I want to ask about that, because I think that's where the solution comes from a lot of times. So
it's valuable.
We're gonna talk to Blake about that. Bedrooms and More. Give him a call, 206-633-4494. This is Pete, Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete. Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're talking to Blake Garfield. He's one of the, what do you call yourself, like operating partner, or what the heck are you?
Well, nepotism's worked pretty well for me, but not to the point where I own the store. My brothers and I will eventually own the store together, but as it is
Kick
now, mom and dad
Is it
going to
be a hostile takeover, or is this going to be a,
no,
they're going to ride off in the sunset?
We've been meeting with a succession manager and trying to make sure that we do it in an adult fashion, not just three boys that are going to fight.
Get out!
So I run the store.
My
younger brother runs the wholesale division, and my older brother does all of the importing.
Okay.
Because we have to import the mattress components. Plus, like I said, we do the furniture and the bedding stuff.
And then what's your age range? You guys all pretty close?
My older brother is 37, 38 almost. I'm 35, and my younger brother is 30.
Okay. Wow. So eight years. So your older brother's the old geezer. What's your older brother's name?
Thane.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Thane. You know, you're coming up on 40, so you better get a good mattress, get a good night's sleep. I'm just saying. So, all right, let's get back to, so now, you know, before we left in the last segment, you were, you know, because I know a lot of people, they're just like me. It's like, I need to get this mattress, but I don't want to waste like a whole day going down a furniture row, figuring this out, going, okay, what the heck do I get?
Yeah.
So you have, I know we've talked about this before, but the way to shortcut it, to get to a solution fast, you have an educational class, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've had so many people say that they'd rather go, you know, shopping for a used car in Aurora than go mattress shopping.
Yeah.
And so.
Me too.
And there's so much information out there to try and filter through, and unfortunately, a lot of misinformation.
And there's so much sleazy salesmen out there. It's got a bad
name.
It's
marketing. I mean, yeah. There are some companies that are marketing companies that happen to sell mattresses, essentially. Yeah. And so the class, my dad and I take turns teaching it, and it's basically to give people the tools to make an educated purchase. So yeah. We talk about the different materials in beds, the pros and cons of those materials. We help people troubleshoot sleeping problems and how to select a bed or a sleep system, because it may be adjustable bases for people with apnea or with restless leg or with the circulation issues, trying to get them, you know, to be more successful in their selection of the next bed.
Okay. And this is like what, on Saturdays?
Saturdays, every Saturday
from what
at 9:30 in the morning.
And
it's usually until about 10:30.
Oh, okay. So we're running an hour.
You know, this last week we had, you know, 14 people in the class. So it was pretty involved because afterward I kept getting, you know, more and more questions. And I obviously always want to answer it. And I say, you know, if you don't want to stay for the Q&A, you can go. Yeah. But
they hung around probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody. It was interesting because we had different people with different agendas, but they all wanted to get the same.
Which is a good night's sleep. If you don't, your whole life gets affected, you know?
It's wonderful because you can kind of address the things that people come in interested in. Some people come in and they really believe that they should be getting a certain type of bed because the marketing worked or because, you know, they've done their research and they really think that's the right path. Yeah. And you kind of either have to help them identify why that will or won't be successful and what information they have is really going to guide them the right way.
Yeah. So, and really, I mean, one thing I like about your class, and I know you said this before, is really there's no strings attached. If they want to mosey over to your showroom, they can, but they don't have to, right?
Yeah.
It's totally up to them.
The whole purpose of the class is to give people valuable information. And, you know, sometimes they don't even live in our area. They're going to have been in town and they're like, oh my God, I want to go to this class. And they'll fly home to Texas and they're going to be, you know, in the market there.
Yeah.
Sometimes we actually ship people's mattress to them, so when they get home from vacation, it's there. I would never shop for a bed that way because that seems so strange. But people fly in from out of state to come to our store, which is goofy. It's funny.
Well, good for you guys. You have a farther reach than what you even thought.
Oh, every day we're sending mattresses.
Yeah,
outside of the area, it's goofy.
Yeah, that's good. You just joined us too. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. So let's jump back in, Blake, because we got to move through this list before we run out of time. Now, I think the next most common problem is probably sleep apnea and snoring.
Sure.
So now, what do you do with that?
Well, for a lot of people, just elevating your head a couple of degrees can take that issue away. So if you choose a mattress that's flexible, so a bed with either a coil system that doesn't have a hard, rigid border wire or an all-foam bed, like a latex bed, you can create that angle, and that makes my wife stop snoring, for example.
How do you create the angle other than they have the motorized?
So you
can do the
adjustable bases, or you can do them with foam wedges.
Stick a wedge underneath the bottom.
You can stick a wedge underneath the bottom.
Okay.
Some people just do it by propping up with pillows. Some people just never leave the recliner. But the adjustable bases are really, really quite affordable now.
Okay. What are they running about? What are you looking at?
They are our most common ones. Not our necessarily the least expensive thing you can get out there, but the most popular ones are around $800.
Well, that's not bad. I was thinking like $1,500 or $1,600. That's not bad at all.
No, I mean, our second most popular one is about $1,400. Yeah. I mean,
But you can get the basics for around $800.
Right, and something that's going to be bulletproof. Okay. You know, it's something you're never going to have to worry about replacing. And I like the less expensive ones, honestly, because they don't have wireless remotes. You don't have to put batteries in or anything.
Yeah.
So the cord never gets lost. I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and so they run off with things. And if it's got a cord attached to it, it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, where's that darn remote? I know it's right here.
I sound like an old curmudgeon.
I know. Yeah. But well, you have little kids, obviously. You probably step on Legos, too. I remember those days. So, okay, so that covers that. And then now the next one, because I have this problem. I get the tingling in my fingers. So
sure.
Maybe it's circulation.
Are you a side sleeper?
I think I might be sometimes. So I don't start in that position though, but.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there'd be two things that I would do first. One is I'd try a thicker pillow.
Okay.
And sometimes what that does is it takes some of the pressure off your shoulder.
Okay.
So your shoulder isn't carrying all that weight, which is sometimes what pinches that.
The circulation?
Right. So that happens to a lot of people.
Got it. It's in my fingertips.
Yeah.
That's what I get.
That's also oftentimes a sign of a vitamin B12 deficiency.
So really?
I'd go get your B12 checked.
Man, this guy's a nutritionist too.
Well, no, my my dad had a vitamin B12 deficiency, okay. And he got tingling in his fingers.
I only get it though when I sleep, not during the day.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe not. I don't know.
About I'll check it.
It was a big thing. He ended up. They did a CT scan, found out he had a brain tumor, and you know. He's,
well,
and,
I don't. But thanks,
but,
man.
But it was because of the B12 deficiency that he found out that it was just a fluke coincidence that they found it. Okay. Anyway, he's fine. Perfect health. He's great.
Scared the hell out of me. So.
unrelated tumor.
Okay.
Unrelated.
Okay. I got it. Okay, good. All right. So when we come back, we're going to be covering some of the other, the last couple issues there and what to do. And then we're going to get into these different, maybe some choices of mattresses, things like that, that really can help you. Because there are some different ones in the industry and you got to kind of know what to look for. I mean, bottom line, the best way to really figure this out very quickly, get all the information you need is, you know, give them a call 206-633-4494. And just go to their class on Saturday. I mean, that's a shortcut solution. That's what I'd do. It's like, you know, it's kind of like the Cliff Notes of mattresses. So just go do that. That's what I would do. Then you understand what you gotta do to choose the right mattress for you. So with that, I'm Pete. This All Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Back, this is Pete. No matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk. All right, so Blake, we are continuing on with this whole segment on these sleep problems. So the next one, I guess, the most common is this whole thing of like waking up like congested.
Yeah.
Maybe, you said it might be allergy driven.
It's frequently it's dust mite allergies. And okay. You know, a lot of people don't ever do anything about it because it's not really a huge deal, but they don't realize that it adversely affects their sleep.
Yeah.
And so if you're one of those people who wakes up with either a really dry nose or a sore throat or a lot of extra phlegm, one of the things that might be causing that is a dust mite allergy. And it's pretty easy to actually figure out whether you really have it or not in a really basic scientific way, I guess. And that is take your bedding off. All of it.
Okay.
Wash it, dry it, and when you wash it, use a little bit extra detergent, okay. And when you dry it, after it's dry it for an extra 10 minutes. And
like on high heat?
Doesn't have to be high heat.
Okay, just it's extra drying. To kill the...
Right, it kills the dust mites and all their eggs.
Okay.
And so it's like hitting the reset button on it.
So let me... Whoa, slow down a second. So you're telling me if I just wash my sheets the regular way, it doesn't necessarily kill all the dust mite eggs?
Well, if you take it out and it's not totally dry, like if you feel it and you're like, well, it's not that warm... Yeah. Then it's still probably got enough moisture content in there that it's kept the sheet itself cool enough that the eggs aren't killed, basically. Okay. So it's like hitting the reset button, even low heat, but just an extra 10, 20 minutes after it's dry, it'll get them.
Just to get those eggs hard boiled.
Right. So then redress your bed, and rather than putting your pillow in, because you oftentimes can't wash the pillow, just for a night, take some extra towels, some clean towels, put them in your pillowcase and make them your towel for the night. And if the next day you wake up and you're not as congested, you're probably allergic to dust mites.
Right.
And then you'll either want to get probably a new pillow, but also potentially, you know, a dust mite protector so you don't have dust mites accumulating in the mattress.
Okay. So at Bedrooms and More, do you sell like these dust mite protectors?
Yeah, we have all of these things. Okay. I mean, I'm happy to sell these things to people, but I mean, we're also not the only source for them either.
Yeah.
I've
never heard of it. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. Okay. So some of the dust mite barriers are kind of crummy because they're basically sheets of plastic with fabric on top or sometimes without.
Okay.
And so, I mean, there are different qualities of them and they're going to be ones that are going to feel a lot nicer. And they're also dust mite resistant materials. So like if you had feather pillows or a down comforter or a polyester fiber fill mattress pad, there's a total havens for dust mites. So you're going to accumulate the problem really quickly again.
Okay.
And if you've got, you know, an older mattress and you've been accumulating basically dead skin and moisture on the top of that mattress for years, it's just going to be a, like if you hit it and you see dust come up in the room.
Oh, I've seen that.
That's dead skin and dead dust mites. So that's what you're allergic to. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And so you can encase that and keep using the same mattress. Yeah. Or you can just, you know, when you replace your new mattress, put on things that are going to protect it and choose materials that are going to be resistant to the dust mites, like wool. Silk is pretty resistant to dust mites.
Yeah.
And then know that you're going to be washing and drying your bedding pretty consistently.
So let me ask you a question, because you just like covered like a ton of ground and my head's swimming. So if I go to this class, can you cover all this stuff for me?
I would. My dad generally doesn't cover it in his version of the class.
You're throwing your dad into the bus.
No, our classes are very different and they accomplish some different things.
Okay.
He has 43 years of experience in the mattress industry, and so his class is informed by
a different
level of experience.
I just heard you say, come to my class, don't come to my dad's class.
No. he just doesn't cover the dust mites things because
I'm kidding you, man.
That's not... I'm more of an expert on that because I'm actually allergic to dust mites, and I had to do this and figure this out for myself, and he did.
So if you think you have a dust mite allergy,
go to my version of the class.
Yeah, what I do is just call 206-633-4494 and ask when Blake teaches the class, not his dad. Yeah, he'll go through the dust mite.
I hope my dad doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, he's gonna listen. I'm gonna call him up and let him know.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
All right, so any other ailments? I mean, I did not know all that stuff. So any other issues that we got to touch on before we get into this whole mattress choice thing?
Oh, people who have restless leg and it's just killing their spouse, they're beds that are going to be less susceptible to motion side to side.
Okay.
And I would often recommend that people use a separate comforter so that they're not using the same top sheet.
Yeah, so you're not like ripping things off
and
on.
Right, you're going to disrupt the person next to you quite a bit less. So... it's kind of a European thing to do, you know, a twin extra long sheet over one person and a twin extra long sheet over the other person.
Right.
But it's very, very successful for people who have restless leg not disrupting their partner as much.
Okay.
So that's a valuable thing to have.
Cool. So, you know, bottom line, what we're getting into next, there's a lot of ground to cover. We only got a couple minutes. So the solution to this whole thing, we'll talk about the basics and the surface of this. But if you really want to get this down, and like hundreds and hundreds of others have, I would go to their educational class on Saturday. You'll get all your questions answered. It will open up. Because you guys know, look, if you don't get a good night's sleep, it really messes up everything in your life. So just give them a call, 206-633-4494, and get yourself into that class on Saturday, whether it's Blake or his dad. Either one will work.
They don't need a reservation. You just show up.
Yeah, but you'll just find out. It's at 9:30 on Saturday, right?
Yes,
every Saturday?
Is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. But I want to get into, so now there's all these choices. You got foam, you got coil, you got hybrid, you got these fancy like air channel, whatever doo-doo-doos.
Yeah.
So what, to me it's like, you know, I'm come from design. I'm going, that's a bunch of baloney. But anyway, so how would I pick, I mean, just could you give us like the top three or four things that, like, how do you pick a mattress?
I had the three that I started with. So just remember those, the err on the side of firm, don't make too big of a change, and if your bed's not flat anymore, don't overcorrect. So those are
that's your
general guiding. And then when it comes to the type of mattress, every different type of mattress, you can create a lot of different feels. So if you want to know nothing about beds and you want to not have to try and learn about them, buy it based on weight. Pick it up. If there's more to it, it's going to last longer because it's heavier, more material went into it. That's if you don't want to learn anything.
Okay.
I don't recommend it, but it's for the lazy and it works. The second, don't buy a bed that's thick. The thicker it is, the faster it'll fail.
Really?
Because big, tall mattresses, there's more potential for things to go wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's no magic mattress material that's not going to change over time.
Okay.
And if you want to do... what I think is the best bed, which I try and not tell people what to get, but I'm a big fan of the latex foam rubber because you don't have the chemical smell.
Yep.
You don't have the allergen issues.
Yeah.
You don't have the sag issues.
Yeah. That's what I have. I love this foam rubber bed.
And and I would skip the memory foam or the gel because I think they're gimmicks. And, you know, coil systems, if you like the feel of coils, they're bulletproof. A heat-tempered coil takes, you know, 2 million compressions to lose its shape, so they stay flat.
Wow.
and get something you can flip. Because if you can flip it, you can rotate it, you can distribute the wear.
Yeah. And cost overall.
You know, people generally keep them three times as long as the ones that they can't flip. Wow. So,
well, that, you know what? As always, I mean, you're just like a wealth of knowledge. You run out of time here, but I really appreciate you coming on again and, you know, kind of giving us a rundown here on all these sleep problems and different things like that. So thank you, Blake. I appreciate it.
That's my pleasure. I love doing this.
So, guys, check their class out every Saturday, 9:30, 10:30. Then you can mosey over to their showroom there and see all the stuff they have. They'll answer all your questions.
Or not come into the showroom also, because you can make your escape and go shop anywhere else also.
Good, yeah, you make a good point. Although,
our store is the best, and I think
I think you should, too, because, you know, it's going to save you time. Their prices are just the same as everybody else. So it's not like
generally better.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to get a win-win all the way around. So just check them out. They're 300 Northeast 45th Street, next couple blocks down from Dick's. If you want to give them a call, 206-633-4494. So with that, I'm Pete. This all matters. Got Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News.